Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, everything all right?
I just been thinking about how much I've grown.
Mm-hmm.
Through friendships, relationships. They don't bother me anymore.
That's because God is growing you.
Letting go of my past and removing roots and some old dirt. No, I'm not perfect, but growing up's worth it if I give it to God and I won't get hurt. I'm shutting my past down, I'm putting him first. I'm pushing past my mess ups, I'm in too deep cause I leveled up. He got my mind right, no pain in my sight. Let the river flow, no shade to my past. But please know that I gotta grow.
I put a seed in the ground, now he gon' water it down.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Growth. If you look at me now, I would never try out.
I'm getting more older now, I'm seeing much clearer now. Life has its lessons, so many blessings. No more going back, gotta get on the right track. I leveled up on my haters, they keep switching up like the weather. All I gotta do is keep on making boss moves and I stay rooted like a tree
planted by the rivers of water.
I'ma keep on soaring, I'ma keep on growing. I see the blessings coming my way, my seed in the ground, let it shine all day. Seed in the ground, I put a seed in the ground, yeah. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah.
Trailblazers Radio has merch. Check out our website, www.trailblazersradio.com/shop. To check out our store. You'll find an assortment of hoodies and t-shirts in various colors and sizes, as well as coffee mugs in various colors. Again, check out our website at www.trailblazersradio.com/shop to check out our merch. Thank you. What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but also the larger world around us. It is these types of conversations that edify, entertain, as well as heal. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations right here on Trailblazers Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling when you're really going out with the town and you want to show up at absolutely fabulous. So, we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, our VIP group. Follow my personal page, Latanya Harris-Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished, be poised, be purposeful? Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. And welcome to a Friday afternoon edition of Critical Conversations Presents. Happy International Women's Day. But I wonder if the strong woman title, persona, demeanor that many of us strive to possess is weakening us. Is being strong eroding our sense of humanity as women? So I don't know how this conversation will go. We're just going to jump into it. And I will welcome you once again for being here. This is not just a conversation for women. It is for anyone who wants to be a part in the live chat. Good afternoon to you. My name happens to be LaTanya Harris Gooden. Just call me LHG. I am a podcaster, woman of God, woman of faith. I'm a mom. I am a leader. I am a prayer warrior. I am a speaker. I will soon be an author. I am a sister. I am a motivator. I am a person that God has given unique talents and gifts, and I am walking in those. But I will tell you what I am when I am not. And you may not understand where I'm coming from, but maybe some of you will. I don't feel strong today. Can I say that? And did. I said it out loud. I don't feel strong today. And I'm not going to say that I won't feel strong tomorrow. But today, my body feels weak. Today, my mind feels tired. But here I am. I showed up. Come on now. Can we just give ourselves credit for just showing up? Here I am. It's a cloudy, overcast day, but here I am, thanking God for the day nonetheless. Trailblazers with the Z Radio is a network on which you are watching, seeing me today. And you can support us by sending us stars. It helps us to bring you more amazing content. Help us to do what we do and what we enjoy doing. Shout out to the CEO of this network, Mr. Frederick Beatty. Shout out to the COO, Coco Fenton, and to the host, Tony and Kai and myself. We make up the Trailblazers Radio Network. So let's talk about this, because being that it's Women's History Month and International Women's Day, let's talk about real women. Let's talk about the grandmothers. My grandmothers, I had the pleasure of knowing my mother's mother and my father's mother. I knew my mother's mother, known as my maternal grandmother, much more intimately than I did my paternal grandmother. But I am grateful to nonetheless have had an opportunity to have spent time with them. My maternal grandmother was named Ruthie Mae Carter. She was the daughter of a sharecropper, and she was a part of a very large household. I believe my mima had maybe 14 sisters and two brothers. It was like 16 or 17 of them. And as long as I knew, as far as I knew mima, that was my name for her. As a child, I couldn't say grandmother or grandma. So I named her mima, M-E-M-A. Mima to me was the pillar of strength, y'all. Because I don't think I ever saw Mima cry unless she was in a moment of worship. I don't think I ever saw her even raise her voice. I don't think I ever saw her in any moment of what would seem like weakness to me. She was the ultimate prayer warrior. People called Mima from sun up to sundown asking for prayer. People looked to her for guidance. Her phone stayed busy even after she passed away. That following day, I was fielding phone calls from people all over the country that depended on my grandmother, my Mima, for prayer and for love and for acceptance. So I see the parallels in my life and in my grandmother's life. I get very emotional when I talk about her. So bear with me. Whew. So Mima, as a child, worked with children quite a bit. She was working at a school when I was a little girl, like a lunch aide, homeroom aide. And then after that, when she stopped working, she kept children in her own home. And she didn't charge much. And this is the 80s, you know, I'm talking about. So if she kept four kids, she might have charged $25, maybe $50 per week per child. And when I tell you, not only were you getting care, but meals and education, because she believed in teaching. She gave them Christian teaching as children. We took the children to the playground. We weren't just sitting in the house, you know, eating and sleeping. My grandmother provided an atmosphere that was active, that was Christian, and that was very loving. And I, looking back in hindsight, think she really, really undercharged, but she really wanted to be a support to families and not charge so much for childcare. She wanted families to be able to afford it and afford their other bills. So she wasn't trying to pad the pricing. You know, it gave her, you know, money because she was on a fixed income after getting to the age of retirement. But her love for children is what fueled her. It wasn't her love for money. She needed money, but to her, spending time and helping to impact children was what her motivation was. So in my lifetime, I spent a lot of time with Mima because, as you all know, if you've been watching me or listening to me, I did not have the best relationship with my own mother. So my grandmother had me a lot. I spent countless days with her. The schools that I attended either were near her home or the bus stops to my school was near her home. So my grandmother kept me a lot. And just last night, I dropped off one of the church brothers at the cathedral who lives in her neighborhood. And being in her neighborhood was bittersweet. Of course, I will never forget being at her house and how much love she gave me, how much of her time and her wisdom she gave me. If I could just be a portion of the woman that she was, I'll be all right. The sadness came on me because she's not here. And I wanted her to be able to meet my daughter and for my daughter to be able to have the benefits of a Mima in her life. So I celebrate Ruthie Mae Carter this International Women's Day. I celebrate Flora Golden Harris, my paternal grandmother. I did not spend as much time with her. We called her Big Ma affectionately because of her size, likely, but I will also go out and say because of her heart. Big Ma had the biggest heart. I could see her on her porch on Hazelwood, speaking to everybody, cooking those homemade yeast rolls in the kitchen and a lot of prayer. Both of my grandmothers were prayer warriors. These are the women in my life who have caused me to be who I am today. Big Mama had, and I got to get this right. I know she had three boys and two girls. And my cousins and my family can correct me. There are two living children of the five. There are two living children now. One of them passed away, I believe, before I was even born. And I could be missing one. But the living children are my father and my aunt, Mary, her last living son and daughter. And I am my father's only child. So I salute Flora Golden Harris, a.k.a. Big Ma. A lot of prayer. Matter of fact, both my grandmothers knew each other pretty well and will be praying for me. I am living on those prayers. I am grateful to be a part of such a rich legacy of women. Moving on to my mother, Minister Ruth King. She's a woman of faith, minister, preacher of the gospel, amazing businesswoman, and has been that all of my life. Taught me everything I know about business, how to speak, how to dress, showing up, how to be the best reflection of yourself in a time where, and really not much has changed, in a time where African-American women were not considered for promotions and recognition. And we still don't get what we deserve, to be honest. We still got work to do in that area. Women, period, you know, don't always get the recognition that we really do work hard for and deserve. But on this International Women's Day, I wanted to talk about how we call ourselves strong women. And is that label working against us? Do you feel as though sometimes being so strong makes it seem as though we're invincible, ladies? I grew up in a household where my mother taught me, just because you have a husband doesn't mean you really need a husband. Let that sink in for a minute. You should have your own money. Don't depend on him to take care of you. Don't depend on him to tell you where to go and what to do. I was raised by very strong-willed women in my life. And in my childhood, I can remember my mother always wanting to appear perfect in every way imaginable, perfectly dressed, perfectly manicured nails and toes, perfect hair, the perfect appearance, perfect financially. It was really big in our home to have nice cars, to live in nice homes, to be able to take certain types of vacations, to appear as though the blessings of God were just showering down on us so much that we had no problems. But guess what? We did. We had many problems. And in our pursuit of appearing to be perfect, I wonder if we are painting a false picture, creating a false narrative of perfection, ladies. We can look so well manicured, makeup beat to the gods, clothing, nails, jewelry, because you know I do sell paparazzi jewelry, honey, shameless plug. But when we try to present this perfect appearance, are we sending a false message that we never have moments of weakness? I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired of being the one that everyone seems to think will always have the answers. Do you ever just want to say, today I'm not strong? Today, I'm not walking in that today. No, I need help. And then when you appear to be perfect, you paint the picture that you don't need help, mothers. I don't need him. You do need him if he's your child's father. You need him to show up in that child's life, and you need him to help finance that child's day-to-day needs and future. So while we out here trying to be all big and bad, are we really hurting ourselves with this I'm so strong persona? Because I'm going to tell you, I really ain't been feeling strong lately. Matter of fact, I've been feeling downright weak, but I'm pushing. Yes, yes, I was taught to push past the pain. But every now and then, ladies, every now and then, I do look like what I've been through. Oh, let me drink to that. Every now and then, I don't want to put on no lashes. I don't want to get all cute. Every now and then, I want to sleep. I don't want to talk to nobody. I want to be quiet and do absolutely nothing because I'm tired. So while I can sit up here and act all phony, like I woke up like this? No, no. Some days are better than others. So while we want to be out here proclaiming our strength, and I'm not saying you shouldn't say you're strong, because in Christ, it really is in our weakness that he is made strong. So if his strength is made perfect in our weakness, but we don't ever want to be weak, when will we experience the perfect strength of God? If we claim to have all the strength, if I claim to have all the answers, that ain't gonna work. His strength is made perfect in our weakness on this International Women's Day. I don't get it right all the time. I mess up royally often. I get up, I ask God and whoever I hurt to forgive me, and I try it again. Moments of weakness cannot make you feel as though you're nothing. That is the trick of the enemy. When you experience something traumatic, or maybe you experience the loss of a job, loss of a marriage, loss of a spouse to death, loss of a parent to illness, whatever, loss of a child. If we always holler how strong we are, when will you allow people to come and help you? When will you allow someone to come pray for you? When will you allow someone to come cook a meal for you? But you so dang on strong. No, no. We can't let our strength make us disqualify ourselves from help. We talked yesterday about the word stretch. I think that was yesterday. It could have been the day before. My days are growing together. And the stretch acronym, STRETCH, we broke it down to speak on it, tell your story, reach higher / remove distractions, elevate your thinking, touch and impact or teach, catch up on rest, and help is available. That last part, help is available. Why we want to be all strong, okay? And we were brought up with this, you got to be strong. You can't cry. You got to be strong. Don't let them see you sweat. You got to be strong. Don't say I love you first. You got to be strong. Don't let that man think you need him. Why? We all out here talking about how we want to be married, want to be loved, want to be winding down. What man going to deal with a woman who keeps saying you don't need him? What man wants to be reminded, well, I could have did that myself. I could have did that myself. Well, since you don't need him, then leave him alone. Leave him alone. We got this whole strong woman thing twisted. You so strong that you've had to raise your kids. You're raising your grandchildren. And in some cases, You've had to do that, grandmothers, because in some cases, your children may have had illnesses, addictions. But in other cases, if your child is able to take care of their own children, you need to let them do that. You're so strong, raised to be that pillar of strength. But you are a human being, mother. Grandmother, auntie, sister, friend. Happy International Women's Day, but allow yourself some grace for the pace. Ooh, wee. Some of us so tired. Some of us are exhausted. Some of us ain't sleeping.
Some of us have been crying uncontrollably. Many of us can't even get a prayer out because we just can't even get our thoughts together. That's not the abundant life God wants for us. So on this International Women's Day, I want to tell you, ladies, first of all, that you are loved, that you are admired. And even though you want to be so strong, you are entitled to rest. You are entitled to a moment of downtime. And that shouldn't make anybody see you any differently. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be pushed so far on this strong woman journey that we can't even enjoy what it is to be a woman. Some of us so strong, we men. Some of us want to be so dang nabbit strong, we start to look very manly and talk very manly. Child, you more of a man than your husband is. Well, yeah, she said it. She said it. So how do we be able to enjoy what it means to be a woman, enjoy our femininity, when you always inserting yourself in a way because you want to be, yeah, I got it. I could do it. I don't need him. Girl, bye. That's so old. And I'm not telling any woman that she has to have a man to survive or that she has to have a man to be more of a woman. What I am saying is this. If your desire is to have a life partner, if your desire is to have a companion, that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. We should need each other. Women need men and men need women. We should be able to balance each other out. Hey, cousin Kenyatta. Hey, cuz, thank you for coming in here. We should need each other and not just need, but want each other. How many people out here have been in relationships where we so hung up on not wanting to seem like the damsel in distress? I don't want him to think that I need him. I don't want him to think that I just gotta have him. But yet your Facebook post says you want a husband. You want a life partner. Well, he has to feel like you want a life partner. He has to feel like you want him in your life. If you trying to get married, but you don't want that man to know you need him, then what are you showing him? You don't need him? And I was guilty of that. And in my next marriage, I pray I don't do that. But I was groomed and taught to have this hard exterior as a woman. My mother did not ever want anyone to see her cry. She never wanted anyone to think she ever had a problem. She never wanted anyone to think that she suffered in any way, but she did. And guess who saw it? Her daughter, her oldest daughter, her firstborn. I knew when my mother was broken. I knew when she was hurting. It's not just tears that indicate sickness. It's not just tears that show somebody you weak in a moment. Your decision making can show people that you got some issues. Your responses, your negative responses can show, she having a breakdown. Just go get her some water, back up a little bit, give her some space. Why are we trying to be so strong? Why are we trying to be tomboys all the time? I can't do that. Cousin Kenyatta says, you won't do that. The learning curve already took place. Thank you, cousin. Because I'd be thinking about that. Like, okay, I got to be better on this next go round. I have learned so much in this 5-year marriage. I have learned a lot about me, a lot about men, and a lot about marriage, all in one. And I've had good moments and not so good moments. I was trained to have this attitude of men are less than women. Oh, no, no. We can't teach our young ladies that. Well, you know, women mature quicker. And that might be scientifically true, but we ain't got to remind them of that every day. Well, you know, your brain is only half of what mine is. Well, you know, you ain't going to learn more than me. Well, you know, come on. We don't have to remind men that we feel that we are superior or something. That's crazy. What men want to hear that? We got to go back to being loving. If you want a life partner, husband, companion, are you preparing a loving atmosphere for him? Are you operating according to his love language? Ooh-wee. I'm going to be drinking a whole bunch of water on this show. I had to go resurrect this book, The Five Love Languages. What you need that for? Girl, you're about to get divorced. So I have a love language and men have a love language. So if I plan on being married again, I have to learn from my mistakes and learn how to love people the way they accept love, not just the way I want to give it. You can't just love a person how you feel you would want to be loved. We're different people. Love has to be presented differently based on the individual. When you get married and you attach yourself to a person, you don't know what their issues are in childhood. Maybe they didn't have a lot of love. They could have been fatherless, motherless. You don't know what they, that's why you gotta ask questions when you date. You so caught up on how good they look, how good they smell, and how much money they have, you better know what you're dealing with mentally with these men and women. You better ask questions and get on your knees and pray. Because broken people are getting married and they ending up at the altar, and it's a toxic environment. Trauma and trauma. Toxicity and toxicity. And you wonder why the divorce rate is what it is. So even before you get married, ladies and gentlemen, even while you're in the kicking it, getting to know each other process, ladies and gentlemen, find out what your love language is and get to know the other love languages. Because everybody is in need of love, yes. But how we need love is going to look and sound different from person to person. What I feel love looks like, I enjoy conversation. And people say women are talkative. Not all women are, but I am a talkative woman. And for me to be in a dating situation or a courting situation or a marriage, one thing that I have to have, non-negotiable, is conversation. You are not going to be married to me and don't talk to me. And not just talk to me, you're going to have to listen to me and us talk to one another. Effective communication is a dialogue. It's a back and forth. And if you're dealing with somebody who can't stand conversation, nope, be careful, because folks hide stuff. If they don't like questions, discussions, and they real quick to want to be like, I don't want to talk about that. Be careful, y'all. You have to see who's compatible. And talking, conversing, dialogue is a way to tell who's compatible with who. You may depend on the signs. Taurus versus Aries versus Sagittarius. Child, please. I don't subscribe to none of that. Compatibility is about who is that person intrinsically at their core. What have they experienced in their life? We look at life through our own individual filter and lenses. It's called experience. Everything that you say and do is sprinkled and saturated with your experiences, because that's all you know. So trust me when I say, get to know the love languages. It may sound cliche. Your own love language is important as their love language is. And as you talk to a person and be around them, you will get to know what their love language is. I'm talking about International Women's Day. being trained to be that strong, dependable woman. Even in my job, all I knew from my upbringing was to be the first one there, the last one to leave, be the one that raises your hand first, be the one that they need the most, be the one that always volunteers for the most, be the one that shines the brightest. And I'm not saying that's necessarily bad, but it can wear you out. It can wear you out being the strong one of the group all the time. Check on your strong friends. Check on the ones that everybody calls on for help financially, that everybody calls on for help spiritually, that everybody calls on for help for everything. Check on those people. The ones who you don't think need help, need the most help. Well, she always seems so put together. Child, she faking it. She hurting. Her pride is just not going to let you know she need help. I watched my mother be the perfect woman, or so we thought, to the world. Perfectly well-spoken, perfectly dressed, perfectly made up, perfectly presentable. Nothing seemed to crack her or move her. But we are still human, perfectly human. And in the human experience, God didn't create us to be perfect. Why would we need a savior if we had it all together without him? So even in my imperfection, I'm being who I authentically am. I remember one day, I was at my job. I had just really got on the job. Good. We talk about 2001, 2002. I had just really got on my job. And the running joke was, who that Latonya Harris thinks she is coming in here saying she wanted to be a trainer and she just came in as a customer service rep? Who she thinks she is getting 100% on her all of her file reviews? Who she thinks she is? That was a joke, because watch out how women some of us as women get so jealous hearted of each other. Instead of saying she's doing a good job, instead of saying that girl's a go-getter, instead of saying she ain't playing with y'all, the running joke was, let's find a way to break her down. See how we do? We got to do better, women. So all these months of having perfect scores on my work product, then somebody checked my work and found one error. Do you know that person was so excited to find an error on me to break my winning streak? Or so they thought, to break my 100% winning streak. They couldn't wait to tell me I found a mistake on you. Don't you know that there are people out there that are watching you so close, not to see you succeed, but to try to catch you fail on something, try to catch you slip up on something. And they looking so hard for trouble that when it's not there, they'll create it. So I got back to work after being off a few days and I got a note. We found an error on you. My response was, So you found one error on me and knocked me from 100 to 99.8. Baby, I still got the highest score. And what if my score slipped from the highest to the second highest? I'm still the bomb.com. Don't you know, as women, we are missing out on the opportunities to connect in a real, authentic way because we so hung up on trying to watch each other fall. Hey, Sister Denise, my sister is in here. Many of us are so envious of the next woman because we're comparing ourselves to her. Real strong women don't have to compare herself to any other woman. Her blueprint is God. She can be inspired by you as another woman, but God has the blueprint and the recipe. Come on. As women on this International Women's Day, I'm going to ask you to stop comparing yourself to other women and getting jealous. Why she got that? Where she get that man? Why he like her? She fat. She dark skinned. She ain't got nothing. She ain't got no butt. She ain't got no boobs. I don't know why he like her. You ain't gotta know why he like her. He likes her. With her flat pancake butt and her no boob having self. If that's what he like, honey, that's what he likes. You can go across the ocean if you want and get every BBL, CBL, LLL you want to get. But somebody else may have something better tomorrow. Quit playing. Stop thinking that if he ain't looking at you, something's wrong with him. Every man don't want you. What? And that's a problem with me, with some women. You walk around with these tight dresses and all your boobs and booty out, walking past these women's husbands because you feel like if you get their attention, you a woman. No, you a trollop. That's what you are. Dress for you, not for somebody else watching you. No. You're going to purposefully go down the front aisle to shout so your butt can jiggle in front of the preachers. Girl, sit down. That ain't the Holy Ghost. You fooling the devil. Sit down somewhere. You want a man to come confront you. Ain't you married? Well, you shook your tail enough in front of him and he got weak. Now you want to cry wolf. Sit down somewhere. You stinking hussy. I'm tired of that. We have more to us than our body parts. You are more than your butt, sis. You are more than your breast, sis. Don't you have some intelligence? Some brilliance? God didn't just create your butt and your boobs. He gave you a whole temple. And you think two parts of your temple make you a woman? Get out of here with that flim flam shimmy sham. Oh, we gonna go there today on this International Women's Day. Sit yourself down somewhere and get some integrity about yourself. You flapping and jiggling all around the world thinking that junk is cute. You stink. Sit down, clown. Hold on. I'm ready for us to understand that femininity is more than sexual prowess. Being a lady is more than, hi, batting eyelashes. Hey, baby, call me. No, honey, no. We're talking about integrity today, cousin. Cousin, sit down, clown. There are women out here who purposefully get themselves all, whatever they get themselves up looking like, to go out here trying to tempt men. Now, I'm not excusing the brothers who fall for that crap, but we're talking to the women today. If all you think you are worth is your T and your A, then you need to reevaluate your life. And to the older women, the seasoned church mothers, we ain't teaching no more. We're not teaching how to hold your head up high. We ain't teaching how to dress for success. We're not teaching our young ladies anymore how to love themselves for themselves. Okay? Because some women and some young ladies feel, unless a man is chasing my big booty, unless a man wanna touch and feel on me, I'm not a woman. That's a lie. That's a lie. You don't have to allow someone to be touching all on you to be a woman. Have some class about yourself. Some stuff he don't need to see. Some stuff he ain't got to touch right now. That's the problem. Too many people touching you. And you wonder why you got these crazy spirits on you. You have had too many hands on you, sis. Come on here. I don't know how I got to this part, but this is where we at right now. I want us to be proud of who God made us. I want us as women to be humble. I want us as women to see each other as inspiration. But I don't have to walk in duplication. I don't have to duplicate what you do, sis. I'm inspired by you, but I don't have to compare myself to you. I can pay attention to how you present yourself. I can compliment you. But at the end of the day, I am LHG, and nobody can be LHG but LHG. I want to inspire you to be your best self. Keyword, I want to inspire you to be your best self. I don't want to inspire you to be me. No. And you can't inspire me to be you. You are unique, fearfully and wonderfully made in your own right, sister. You have your own unique attributes and characteristics that are yours and that are necessary in the kingdom of God. Your giftings, your callings, the way you pray, the way you cook that pound cake, the way you train people, the way you love on people, that's unique to you. The way you do business, the way you get up early before everybody and get things prepared. Come on this International Women's Day, I sit before you, a woman that has battled mental health issues. I can say it without getting the lump in my throat because it's my truth. But guess what? God is healing me. Things have happened in my life that I could not control, but God is healing me. And I refuse to succumb to the trauma, to the rejection, to the abandonment that I've dealt with. I refuse to succumb to it. On this International Women's Day, Genesis Glass Prater, I love you, sister. Was so happy to meet you at the Poetic event this past week. Looking forward to having you on the show. Be my inspiration, and I'll be yours. But we will not compare ourselves to each other. I don't know all that you've had to deal with. And you may not want to walk in my shoes either. But what I want us to do is we can bring our experiences together and we can ignite each other to walk it out. Kenyatta says, God is healing me. God is healing me. God is healing me. Do y'all hear me today? Happy International Healed Woman's Day. Woo! I felt that in my spirit. International Healed Woman's Day. Be healed on today in the name of Jesus. Be delivered from everything that's been holding you back. Be set free from every toxic relationship, self-sabotaging thought, self-limiting belief. Be free of that today. I celebrate you, sisters. Thank you for being uniquely who you are. Thank you for persevering through the tough times, for not giving up. Even though you slowed down, you didn't give up. Stay in the race, girl. Even if you have to slow the pace, stay in the race. God has something for you to do. Everything that you've been through, sis, everything that you came out of and still coming out of, sis, has a purpose. I celebrate you too, cousin. Yes, it's been tough. Yes, the money been funny. Yes, it seemed like friends were few. But God said he would never leave you nor forsake you in your lowest moment. God is there in the deepest valley, in your moments of insecurity, in your moments that you don't love yourself, in the moments where you can't trace him and you can't see him and you can't feel him. He is with you. So on this International Healed Woman's Day, your assignment is very clear and very simple. Keep going. Woo! Keep pushing. Keep showing up. Keep striving. Keep speaking your truth. Keep telling your story. Keep teaching and reaching and impacting. Keep praying. Keep your heart full of love. Come on. Cousin Kenyatta says, you are beautiful. Thank you. You are loved. You are blessed. You will make it. You will triumph. God is making you whole. God is with you. I receive every word of that. And ditto to you and to all of you. All of you are beautiful. All of us are loved. All of us are blessed. All of us shall make it. All of us will triumph. And God is making us whole. He is with us on this International Healed Woman's Day. Put in the comments, keep going, keep going, keep going. I need you to tag five women. Tag five women that need to hear this message today. No matter what it looks like or feels like, sis, you have an assignment on your life. No matter who walks in your life or who walks out of your life. I wish they made Hallmark cards that said, thank you for walking out of my life. Because you left my life, I've been so much better. My hair growing back. My teeth are stronger. I can smell better. Thank you for leaving me. Come on. Auntie is in the house, y'all. Stay the course. That has been our mantra, our word for almost 2 years now. Stay the course. Keep going. Keep trying. Maybe something didn't work. Maybe one thing didn't work. Okay, it just didn't work. Cross it out. We tried that. Keep going. Let's try something else. And let me talk to my paparazzi consultants for a second. And those who may even want to be a paparazzi consultant. Auntie Emma says, hello, everyone. Whatever it is you do in business, whether you sell nickel and lead free jewelry, like I do, shameless plug, whether you sell Mary Kay, whether you make your own creative jewelry, whatever it is you are doing, you are your own brand. How you represent you will determine how far you go. So no more being timid. No more being shy. It's time to get bold and do what it is that God has called us to do. You know who I'm talking to? Having a good job is wonderful. Having a good 9-to-5 pays the bills, and I got you on that. But each one of you in this chat and each one that will come across this podcast, God has given you something so unique that if you just trust him with it and trust him with your heart and you get out here and you hone your craft, we are all sitting on gold mines. I can look at these names, Kenyatta, Emma, Genesis. All of us have unique things that God has given us. Auntie Diane, all of us have things that God has given us to do. I just happen to be a person who sells jewelry. But when I go live, and I'm getting better with that. I'm telling you, I got tired. I got discouraged. And I stopped. I'm going to be honest. I hit a wall. I hit a wall. But I got to get back up. If I want this thing to work, this business or any business is not going to work unless we work it. We got to go back to basics. What are your goals for March? Do you want to go live at least twice a week? Okay, what 2 days are you going to go live? Are we going to go live Monday and Wednesday? Okay, Monday and Wednesday. I don't care how I feel, rain, sleet, or snow, let's go live. Even if it ain't but for 10 minutes. Don't despise small beginnings. Well, I'm afraid to be on the camera. Then do a flash sale. Get your table cleared off. Get you some numbers and 10 pieces and put a number next to each piece and talk about each piece and watch God move those pieces. We are going back to the basics. We have come too far to give up now, ladies. We in too deep. We've invested too much to give up. Okay? If God brought you to this thing, he will equip you to be successful in whatever it is you do. We will not give up on this International Healed and Whole Woman's Day. Giving up is not an option. So stop talking about it. We're going to go back to getting our calendars. We're going to go back to having Power Hour on Monday. Okay? Set up our week, set up our month, and we're going to get accountability partners, and you're going to tell your accountability partner what your goals are so they can hold you up. Stop hiding your goals from people. You hurting yourself, not them. Stop hiding your goals. And if you haven't set a goal, say that. Say that. Sis, I don't even know how to set a goal. I don't even know where to start. I don't know. I don't know is a legitimate answer. Could somebody put that in the comments? I don't know is a legitimate answer. Don't fake it. Don't fake the funk. Don't lie to kick it. If you need help in setting small goals, let your accountability partners help you start small and build. I can't walk into the gym and do an hour workout. Y'all be getting my obituary. What I can do is maybe today I'll stretch my legs a little bit and walk a few more steps than I did yesterday. I have mobility issues. So I can do little things to get my strength going. Come on. Do not despise small beginnings. The small beginnings will usher us into the monumental moments. Small beginnings will usher you into the monumental miracles. I got to get out of here. I don't even know how I got on this subject. My God, today, be encouraged, ladies and gentlemen, on this International Healed, Whole, and Well Women's Day. Huh? Sickness shall not be our portion forever. Healing is our portion. Will you decree and declare your healing in the comments? Will you do that? So I'm going to get out of here. Thank you for tuning in today. It has been a struggle. It has not been easy. But God is with you. And you got sisters with you. You don't have to struggle alone in silence. I'm not be able to fix everything, but I can show enough pray and try to help find resources. When you cry, I'm crying because you're my sister. And when you're rejoicing, I'm rejoicing because I'm your sister. So happy International Healed, Whole, Prosperous, and Well Women's Day to all of you. And let's have this day every day. Let's declare our healing every day. The joy of the Lord is your strength every day. You are the head and not the tail every day. You are above and not beneath every day. You shall be the lender and not the borrower every day. Make this day count. Do something special for someone. Make someone smile today. Encourage someone's spirit today. All right? I love you. Have a great day. And if you're watching the replay, put replay in the comments so I can acknowledge you. I love y'all and appreciate you hanging with your girl. Have a good one.